Thanks for choosing the Dude Discussions podcast. We all hope you had an excellent and awesome Stranger Candy Day. I mean, Halloween. And as always, you can reach us on Twitter, the Facebooks, you know, wherever. We'd love to hear from you guys, so hit us up. Anyway, in the meantime, enjoy this episode titled Old versus New, where me and Adam square off against James and Hunter in a challenge of old school video gaming.
It's me, Mario!
Sound means it's time for the Dude Discussions podcast, episode number six, right? This is six math numbers.
Sure, why not?
And we're all here. James.
Here?
All right, good. I'll mark that as you being down. Two more unexcused absences and you'll have to go to in-school suspension. Hunter.
Here.
You guys are the worst. And Adam.
Yeah, you know, it just isn't a game without a pole dancing blowfish. I blame you for all of
it. It is, I'd like to think we had an equal part in coming
Let's
up with this.
Let's play the launch titles. It'll be great. I'm a huge faggot.
Whoever recommended that we play Clue Clue Land should have to pay for our medical bills of all the cancer it gave us.
That was me. The listeners only suggested Mario. And I was like,
yeah. Oh.
And setting
the
up,
listeners aren't statists, you monster.
Hey, I didn't know what that was. When I was doing research for the upcoming podcast, I'm like, oh, there's actual launch titles? Because back then, the concept of launch titles wasn't even a thing. And I'm like, Clue Clue Land, none of us have played this. In we go. Into the mouth of madness.
With Sam Neill and everything.
Exactly.
Oh.
So yeah, this episode we played Super Mario Brothers and Clue Clue Land. I'll give you guys a hint. One of those things was good. The other one was not.
And played is used really loosely on this.
Let me paint a picture with words for you of what Clue Clue Land is.
Well, hold
let's
on.
Get let's into go, it.
Save it. We'll just jump right into Clue Clue Land. Adam, give us some lore about Clue Clue Land in case anyone
okay,
didn't.
It's super brief because like Hunter said, it gave me cancer and I couldn't spend a lot of time on it because I hated it that much. So your trivia is really sparse. Again, it was for the Nintendo Entertainment System. It was a blowfish and you spin around a pole a lot. Your hands look like Lego hands and that's your movement base, right? The rupees, the gems, are the exact same sprite as used in The Legend of Zelda. You weren't wrong. I mean, that's the thing. Clue Clue is actually a romanization of Kuru Kuru, K-U-R-U, K-U-R-U, which is just an onomatopoeia for, like, the sound of spinning around, like, Kuru 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 Kuru. And so it's Clue Clue Land, because you spin around.
I've done a lot of spinning, and I've never once heard Kuru 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 as I was spinning.
I've never made that noise, but... There you have it. Finally, Clue Clue Land ranks on Ranker.com for all of the Nintendo games that have been released for the original Nintendo Entertainment System, number 100. And I am proud to state that before I downvoted it, it was ranked 275, and I took it all the way to 300.
That's still really high, because there's like 900 Nintendo games. That seems way high for...
It was terrible. Let's talk about it.
So are we sure it's a blowfish or that was just Hunter being nonsense? Because it looked like an anthropomorphic tomato.
It's a balloon fish. Yes. Oh, did you want to hear the storyline?
No, I'm good.
Oh, please.
Dave, edit in some dramatic music.
All right.
In Clue Clue Land, the sea urchins known as Unira, stealing all the treasures of the underwater kingdom of Clue Clue Land. Bubbles, the heroine, yes, you play as a female fish, sets out to retrieve the treasure.
That's it.
She quits her stripper day job to become a treasure hunter.
In a world lacking of father hugs and good decisions.
World. Let me paint a picture of what gameplay is like for this game. So you take Pac-Man, but instead of a maze, you take out all the walls and you just have a bunch of dots. And instead of being able to turn around like normal, you have to spin around those dots by pressing in the direction of that pole. The goal of the game is to just go over bits of this grid it has formed to find the little rupees, and the rupees make stupid shapes. While this is happening, there's a bunch of sea anemones that are floating around. Mm-hmm. Also, mm-hmm. there's whirlpools randomly placed everywhere, and if you go in those, you die.
Don't forget the sonic attack.
The sonic boom attack, which can destroy sea anemones, kind of. Not really. It's really hard to actually use.
It's basically like stunning the ghosts in Pac-Man, but not.
Just to go along with all this, there was also occasionally fruit and shit that would show up that looked exactly like Pac-Man sprites.
I must have blanked out the fruit. I don't remember it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, little green potions. Fruit would pop up. It's just some crazy shit that I never even got a chance to get to because I kept hitting the wrong damn button. Real quick, we did not read the manual on this. We didn't we didn't look up any helpful hints online. I'm playing, and you can all say what you played on. I'm playing on my PC with a Xbox 360 controller USB'd in there, and I just brought up my little emulator and I started rolling it, and it took me far too long to understand the control scheme of this. I bounced into so many walls just trying to get around, and it seemed like
I spent half an hour trying to figure out why my controller didn't work. Okay. Well, it did work. The controls were just so bad, I thought it wasn't.
Yes, yeah. It makes you think your equipment's busted. That's how bad this game is. It took me far too long, like 20 minutes of gameplay, to figure out that I could actually send out the Sonic Blast to stun these sea urchins. And I'll tell you this, never got past level one.
Really?
I never did. Okay, that's a little extreme.
Absolutely sucked at this game and didn't feel like I should have been any better at it.
Technology these days.
Yeah, it was not terrible. So much the difficulty. It's a matter of endurance, like how long you can endure Kudu Kudu Land.
I think it's the interesting movement mechanics that does it, because spinning around, I didn't know how to do that like you did at first. I was like, oh, why does he have a boxing glove? That's odd. That turns out you're supposed to spin.
Who knew to do that at first? Did anybody know how to do that at first?
I bounced across that bottom wall like a couple of times before I finally figured out, oh, that little hand that shoots out actually grabs a pole, and you have to let it go when you're in the direction you want to be in.
And was it just me, or did you guys notice that sometimes when you're bouncing off the wall, you would just die, but then other times you wouldn't? Okay, it wasn't just me.
No, I didn't play it long enough. I'd bounced off the wall and go in the opposite direction. I didn't know you would sometimes die. Is that a thing?
Yeah, sometimes you would bounce off a wall and just die. I guess you had a health meter, but I never could figure out where it was.
Oh, it was probably the time limit, actually.
That may have been what was going on.
Freaking casuals.
Absolutely. You guys this game, you guys 100%. Aren't
pros. You are definitely the lead of Kudu Kudu Men.
Hunter's I already bought a year, t-shirt. 2016.
I already bought a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You spin me right clue, baby, right clue. You're just going to go round and round that bad boy. No, it was terrible. I despised this game. I deleted the ROM. I will have nothing to do with it ever again.
I liked it.
Hunter, you liked it?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Tell me more. What was finish a level? Tell me that.
Oh, I got to the fourth level, actually. So I feel pretty proud about that. Compared to you guys, at least. I liked it more than Mario because it
what?
Felt like when I,
what?
I felt whoa, like when whoa, I whoa. Died, it was because of it was my fault, not some random bullcrap like a fish jumping out of the water randomly.
Oh, okay. Wait. So you liked Clu Clu Land better than Super Mario Brothers, just as a fact.
Like, if you were given a choice to play either one, you would choose Kudu Kudu Land.
It's pronounced Kuru Kuru Land, and yes. Yeah, I would.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, I'm really glad to hear that opinion, because thank you. If we just all agreed with each other.
Because I'm pretty sure if I were to die and then be taken to hell, and the devil's like, I got two choices for you. Choice number one, you got to play Kuru Land for eternity. Or choice number two, blow all these demons in this hallway for eternity. I don't know which one I would choose. It's a toss-up.
It would take me a while to decide, for sure. I think I would want to know what kind of controller I was having. Was it the original? Was it some kind of weird turbo Mad Catz controller? Probably still pick the dudes. Did anybody write down their score?
I didn't write down my specific score for that one. I didn't think it would matter, because I figured it would be an endurance test. Yeah, let's just see how far everyone got. How long did you make it, James?
Level three.
Three. Wow. Look at you. What about you? Well, Adam made it to one, and then he was done.
I was a one and done for sure.
What about you, Hunter? Oh, you got to what, four, you said?
Yep, four. Well, I'm better than all of you.
I feel like an overachiever because I got to the beginning of stage number six. And I still had lives left, but I could not take it anymore.
You suicide quit.
Yep. I walked away at the beginning of the sixth stage. I kept thinking maybe something would change. It would be different. Nope, same board. You're just making other goofy pictures, and they move the whirlpools into different places. And I'm like, I am getting all the AIDS. And not a Magic Johnson comfortable level of AIDS, like full-blown AIDS. Greg Louganis AIDS, and I couldn't take it.
Freddie Mercury AIDS.
Tom Hanks AIDS.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, that goes into Mario trivia, but in a little bit. I've never played that game before. Never even heard of it in all my growing up years with this system. And really glad because I would have wasted more time on it than I did when I was a wise adult. But no, I'm really glad that you liked it, Hunter. Do you feel that in the future, like if you were ever to be gifted an original Nintendo system, that you would ever play this again for pleasure?
No. I wouldn't say it gave me pleasure so much as it was more enjoyable than Super Mario.
That's a bold statement, but we will accept it for sure.
Yeah. I never heard of this game until we sat down to do it for the podcast. Like, I played a lot of games, read all the Nintendo powers, all my friends play games, and not once did I ever see this cart, hear about this cart until
how did you hear about it?
When I looked up the list of launch titles, and I'm like, what the fuck is Clue Clue Land? Well, we have to play that.
So thank you for this.
The only part of it I actually enjoyed was seeing the rupees come up, and I was like, oh, I want to play Zelda now. And then I died immediately after having that thought. And I was like, I want to quit this instantly. So, right. So this came out November 22nd, 1984, you know, almost a long-ass time ago.
It seems like something that would have come out of the 80s in some Japanese cocaine fever dream development studio.
Like, the guys who were making Zelda were making Zelda, and one of them got some free time and he was bored, and he was like, oh, well, if I do this and do this, just mess around with it. And then all of a sudden their boss came in and was like, shit, we've got to ship 13 more titles with this launch. What do you got? And he's like, well, I got this thing I've been fucking around with. I wouldn't really call it a game. I just kind of do it to kill time. I
haven't really fleshed out the game system. The AI is really a nope, launch it. Launch.
It's done.
Too late. It's shipping already.
All the levels are the same. Shouldn't we make a variety? No, ship it.
So crazy enough, Dave, like the game was released in 84 in Japan, right? Which was where you'd think it would stay. But it actually survived long enough to be released in North America as a launch title in 85. It still survived long enough to be released in Europe in 87.
Some poor kid got a Nintendo. And in those days, unless you were rich, you kind of got the system and a game. Mm-hmm. And some poor bastard ended up with Clue Clue Land as his launch game.
And he went, oh, this is a dumb system. And then he grew up to become an accountant. And that's the saddest story you'll ever hear.
A tradition, and it runs in his family. Like his dad, when he was playing Atari, his first game was E.T. One day we shall break this curse.
Okay, so David, it appears you won Clue Clue Land. Second place was Hunter with level four, and then James,
and then you with the whopping start the game and immediately done,
and then me with the I can't breach through this. I gave it a good 45 minutes. Honestly, I am not a newbie when it comes to playing video games. I've been playing them all my life. Clue Clue Land broke me.
Well, I think we've run out of hateful things to say about Clue Clue Land. Let's go into the better of the game, unless you're Hunter, Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. And there's not a lot that hasn't been said about it, but we're going to give it a shot. Released in the Famicom in Japan in 1985, NES in 87. So it was actually newer than Clue Clue Land, which is okay. The famous Shigeru Miyamoto created it. He created Mario to begin with and a whole bunch of other Nintendo properties. Original document images from Miyamoto's notes show really different controls, like up for jump, A for hand-to-hand combat, There was a rocket pack once you were in the air. You could like fly forward and redirect yourself, as well as like a beam gun that was going to be part of the game originally. That never really made it through to the end product. World 1 Stage 1 was designed to offer all the basics of gameplay without the need for any formal tutorial. And it starts out that way on purpose. So there is a learning curve, and it was done intentionally for that reason. It's the best-selling video game of the entire series at 40 million copies, excluding like Game Boy versions of it.
I thought for sure 3 would have outsold it. That's interesting. I guess they're factoring in consoles sold as well, because that game came packaged in with the console.
They really must be. According to Nintendo Power, that phenomenal magazine that I used to be a subscriber for, it was number 4 on their list for the top NES games of all time. The speed through records. So these are people that are actually devoted to playing the game as fast as possible to completion, using whatever the tricks and tips that they can do, was 4 minutes 57 seconds by a speed thrower called Darbian, and he credits his muscle twitch memory, warp pipes, and the bullet glitch. And he worked for a couple of years to beat his old high score by about a half a second.
Wow. And
yes. He actually had his heart rate displayed on like a Twitch type channel, and his heart rate was 80 all the way through to the last stage, 8-4, where his heart rate spiked to like 172 while he was playing. Moving on. Tom Hanks was tapped to play Mario in the movie, was replaced with Bob Hoskins.
Boy, did he dodge a bullet. That may have been the end of his career.
Right? Who was believed at the time that they were able to make the studio more money with Bob Hoskins. Bob later said that the answer to the questions one interviewer asked, what's the worst job you've ever done? What has been your biggest disappointment? And if you could edit your past, what would you change? His answer to all three was Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, there's a pretty fantastic documentary about the making of that, where essentially it's just this cocaine-fueled fever dream while they're filming it. Like, they're all just just trashed on set, and there's constant rewrites, and it's a really fascinating look. Yes.
Where did I get to? I played it through a couple of times with three sets, and I got to 5-4.
What about you, James?
Oh, no, I did not get that far. I got to, like, 2-2.
Well, 2's a beast. Hunter?
2-2 as well, actually.
That is really funny, because I made it to 5-4 as well.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
We both 5-4'd and the new guys both 2-2'd. See, they weren't equipped with knowledge of the secret warp pipes like we were, Adam.
Warp pipes, bitches.
Were we
warp
allowed pipes. To use those?
Yeah.
If you knew they existed. Oh, okay.
If you previously knew they were there, you couldn't go look up any walkthroughs or facts or anything.
On knowledge of when I was a kid. Like, eventually, I end up like jumping, and I'm like, I need to break that brick. And I don't even remember why. I just knew I needed to. And I was like, oh, that's so you can run up and then go through the top of the level all the way to the pipes. Like, that was muscle memory. And I get what that speed thrower was talking about, because some of that just came back.
And it took me a while to remember that if you held down the B button, you could run faster and jump farther. It took me a minute to remember that was still a thing.
What I disliked was how you slid around, and it took me a while to figure out if you just tap the other direction, you'll stop sliding.
Yeah. And
I hated
things
that.
Like that, you learn as you first play it, like we did as kids, and you fall into lots of pits and end up having to replay that game a lot of times.
It took about 5 minutes for me to remember that I hate platformers and am terrible at them. They are a garbage format of games for garbage people.
This is really like the granddaddy of platformers, and it shows you all the reasons why they're some of the most challenging games and some of the most hair-pullingest, bald-inducingest games out there.
What you're looking for is bad.
There's a bad.
Did you not like it then?
It's Mario. It's a classic. You can hate it or love it. It's still a huge part of the video game industry. I'm just really happy that we eventually stopped making platformers.
We weren't quite old enough to take part in the Atari era. Like, it was on its way out. Like, that industry had already gone bust, but we had one from a yard sale. And then Nintendo came out, but again, we weren't swimming in wealth like Lord Turtlefence, that is James. And the Walmart was doing this thing where they had one on display where, like, you can play it, and then it'll make you buy it because it was that good. So every time we go into Walmart, I would make my dad, because I was small, I was like 5, barely. It was mounted up too high, so I'd have to have him sit me on his shoulder. So, like, my mom was doing all of the shopping. We were just there for, like, an hour at a time. without moving with a 5-year-old on your shoulder so you could play Nintendo the whole time. And eventually he caved under the physical pressure, and we actually got one.
Literal physical pressure.
You had to decide between buying you a system or buying a new spine.
Yeah. I mean, he was a truck driver, so he was gone a lot. So he's like, I'll fill the lack of father hugs with Nintendos. This will fill the void.
Did it work?
Yeah. I came up. I turned out well adjusted.
So in the future, Dave, I'm going to ask you to have to say like a disclaimer when you lie.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Only truth is spoken here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, it was kind of a bummer to get stuck at 5:04 because I used to be able to not anywhere near the ridiculous 4 minutes, but I could beat that game pretty regularly. It was the first game I completed, and I finished it at age 5, and now I can't do it.
I played it around the same age range, but I never was able to beat it on a regular basis. I remember completing it 3 times, and I remember that number specifically because my brother beat it 10 times, and I was mad because I could only beat it 3 times. But it was always that damn Bowser and his million hammers.
Oh yeah.
But really, what? Okay, so what is the thing you remember most about it, either from your only playthrough or from your childhood playthrough?
From the current playthrough, it was just kind of it was just a whole bunch of nostalgia. But from childhood, just the replayability that was there. Like, it's pretty shallow on the surface. You're just getting to point A to point B, jumping pits. But it's all the side stuff, like the warps and then how to deal with certain enemies. And there's certain blocks. I didn't make it far enough, and I'm not sure if I could find it again, but there's a certain block where you can keep bouncing and get infinite coins. So you can get 99 lives. I remember doing that as a kid.
I don't remember the block. I remember riding the turtle.
There's like a block. I forget which. It's like one of the worlds with the black background, like where it's the nighttime background. And there's like it's an invisible one, so you have to like jump in a certain spot, and you can keep repeating it over and over again. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things like that, and then in those days, like back then, there wasn't like the internet, so like these kind of tricks only spread like word of mouth or with that Nintendo Power subscription that you had mentioned. And then we didn't have a lot of games. Like today, you play a game for a couple days or hours or whatever, and get bored and move on to the next one. In those days, it's like we got games twice a year, birthdays and Christmas. Mm-hmm. So you were forced to replay whatever games you had. So we only had Mario for the longest time. It got to the point where I was crazy good at it, like so much so that my dad would take me places to like use me as like a ringer. Like,
you were the Rain Man of video games?
Of the early Nintendo stuff. Like, I don't remember them all. Like, one specific that stands out is we went to his boss's house. It was like a Christmas party or some kind of party they're having over there, and his kid had a Nintendo, and he's this spoiled rich boss kid, and he's like, blah blah, Nintendo great, blah blah, and then I blew his fucking mind.
Back up, watch the 5-year-old take this on. I do remember my cousin Bridget. Like, I'm playing this game at my grandfather's house in Las Vegas, and I'm just whining as only a little kid can whine that the game is cheating me, right? Like, I jumped. I promise I jumped. This game's stupid. Really just starting the habit that will become my rallying cry for video games as old as I will ever be. But she bends down, picks up the controller and says, watch this trick. And she gets a turtle shell like all the way across the map, like next to the stairway up to the flag. And she jumps on it. And then keeps jumping on the back edge. So it's bouncing across against the block and then right back onto her jump. Like, ding, 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 ding. And she ends up getting one-ups. And she gets so many one-ups that the numbers stop counting and they go to symbols.
Oh, yeah. It goes into, like, weird crowns and, like, flags.
Yeah, she gets, like, a crown and a star and some weird bullshit like that. And I'm like, what? Like, I was blowing my little mind. I was like, oh, what? It was just... And then she just hands me the controller back. She goes, there, now you can beat it. And that is the first time I ever beat the game because she loaded me up on, like, 300 lives. I have no idea how many it was, but that's the only way I was able to beat it the first time.
Eventually, it'll roll back over. You can get too many lives, and it'll – I remember doing that infinite trick and it rolling back over to one after spending, like, 30 minutes getting lives. It's a bit sad.
Do you remember the if you jump the flagpole rumor? That was an oral history that went around.
It must not went around where we were at.
The rumor was that all the kids that were playing this game would talk about, you know how you jump the flagpole, guys, and you slide down, the flag comes with you, and then you get points. Well, the rumor was if you could jump the flagpole, like over the top of it, and get a photo of it, a Polaroid, send it to Nintendo, they will then send you $100 and every Nintendo game made. $100 was amazing.
Oh, that was like $1 million as a kid.
Yeah, and then it was like every Nintendo game, and so everybody I knew was claiming that they did it, but they didn't have a camera. And then everybody was like, oh, yeah, I'll show you how it's done. But they would only try once and then say they had to go home because their mom was calling them or something. Like, it was all bullshit. Like, nobody could do it. But, I mean, you can do it these days with there's a glitch you can do. And then there's one world that actually the mechanic allows you to be able to do it. But you just – it keeps scrolling, like, forever all the way to the right. Like it's not designed to go, oh, what do I do now? Like, you don't win anything. But that was the rumor when I was a kid.
I wonder how many envelopes Nintendo got sent in, like, shitty children's scrawl with, like, blurry Polaroids of a TV with them standing on the right side of a flag.
I got stuck with Luigi.
Oh, were you a younger sibling?
Well, yeah. I'm the youngest of six.
Yep.
The youngest always has to play Luigi.
It's true.
You player two. That's it. But it occurs to me that because the storyline for Luigi is the same as the storyline for Mario, but Mario is the one that ends up with the damn princess, that Luigi is just suckered into this entire quest by his just overbearing older brother. And he's like the greatest wingman of all time because he's going through all of this shit, killing Bowser, you know, murdering Koopas and Goombas. Also, his brother can get a little tail. That's not right.
You want me to go down this magic pipe to a foreign alternate dimension and fight crazy animals? Oh, and you get the girl at the end? Oh, suit, sign me up.
There was a form of deluxe, like deluxe collector's release or some kind, some weird collection. And they had a game called Super Luigi Brothers, and that you played as Luigi. The game scrolled from right to left, which I can only imagine would be as difficult as an American driver driving stick in the UK with like your left hand. Like that would be just crazy messing with my mind. And if you have a player two is not Mario, just another Luigi. Just fuck that guy, I guess. It's just Luigi Brothers.
If Luigi was a real person and made a game, it sounds like that's the game he would make.
Right? He's like, oh, I hate my brother. I want nothing to do with him.
What stood out for you then? Are you newcomers?
Yeah.
I've ever played Mario. First time was at my aunt's house when I was a kid. And I was playing with the SNES. I was like, what is this old piece of junk? Well, I guess this'll do. And I spent most of my time playing Duck Hunt.
The pack-in.
Fine game.
The console game had the split cartridge where you could play either. Did you ever do the Duck Hunt cheat?
No, you've told me about it, but I never did it.
Yeah, you take a white piece of paper, and you take a graphite pencil or just, you know, whatever, and draw a dark enough square. Because when the way the game works is when you pull the trigger, the screen, you notice it'll flash white, but it does it really fast. But if you were to slow it down, what it's doing is it's flashing white and putting up a black square where the duck is. And if your light from the gun matches where the black square is on the screen, it counts as a hit. So if you draw a black square on a white piece of paper and point it directly at it, you can hit every duck all the time, all day, every day.
Where did you hear this?
We did it when we were kids. It was one of those lore
things.
You just
figured this shit out? Because this is long before the internet.
No, we didn't figure it out. But somebody else, like an older cousin, had passed it on to us. It had spread mouth-to-mouth lore style. So like
sacred language.
So yeah. Like you disguise it so people don't really notice, and you can just blow their mind. Like if you have the paper off to the side and do like a second zapper in your hand with your real zappers. Yeah, you can. I'm just really good at Duck Hunt. I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you suck so bad? You'll learn, well, you guys aren't seeing the physical discs, but those of us who did, you learned to, like, if you had a disc and you saw a little rainbow and it said LJN on it, that was the official seal of shit. Like, if that sticker was on the game, it was going to be bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's another movie tie-in by LJN.
The fact that after all the progress you've made, if you're down to one life and, like, fail to jump on a moving platform or something, you have to start all the way back at the beginning.
Four reels.
Yeah, not even the beginning of the level. Like, when you're out of lives.
You're done.
Your game's just done.
Mm-hmm. It tells you game over.
Get the joy of playing it again.
I can't imagine games being like that nowadays, like Call of Duty. Now you have to start all over again.
They sometimes do throwbacks to that. Like, for example, in the second Dead Space game, there was an achievement where you had to play through the whole game on this hardest difficulty, and you could only – they only gave you a certain number of saves. Like, I think you only had 3 saves across the entire game.
Oh, wow.
that had the good fortune of being in the modern era of gaming with save points and maps, stories, good graphics.
Man. Okay, was it which level does anybody remember? I didn't even do the research. Which level is it in Mario where it's if you take the wrong path, you end up repeating? It just keeps going and going and going. Top, then the bottom, then the middle again or something like that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't make it that far this time, but I remember that as a kid. There was a pattern on one of the levels.
For sure. And you just never remember that shit. Like when you finally figure out that it's repeating and that you have to get the combination right. Like yeah, you're taking notes and you're folding up the old recycled paper that you use as a kid with like the 2-inch lines, and you're taking all your notes on that, and you're folding up and you're stuffing it in the little black sleeve that you slide your cartridge into, and then you end up getting like paper jammed up in the cartridge and trying to blow it. I just remember all that shit now. It's coming back to me, but everything had notes everywhere. Somebody's high score. The cheat on whatever level, the pattern you need to do, the hand-drawn map for Zelda. Box was full of these notes. I actually had a neighbor that nearly got divorced over the original Legend of Zelda. I hung out with his son, but his dad would play it so much. Like, he had hand-drawn the entire map for Zelda, like, multiple times, just to add more and more detail every time. And he would do it, like, on like with charcoal and graphite, with, like, art paper. And he had everything all bound together. And it was like your father's map in the glove box. It was all, this is my map. This is Zelda.
Halloween's coming up on Monday when this episode airs. Boy, did we theme this wrong.
Anybody dressing up?
I am, actually.
What are you going as?
Well, at first I made a paper mache mask and then glued a bunch of bark to it, so it looks like a really cool bark mask, but I didn't have enough bark for the rest of the body, because, you know, I didn't want to kill my trees, so strip them of the bark.
You're harvesting the bark.
So why were you gluing...
Pretty much.
What were you going as by gluing bark to your face?
Tree beard?
An ent? I wasn't sure at the time. I just thought, hey, okay, this would be cool. I thought that would fall apart, so instead I bought a pumpkin... You know, to make a jack-o'-lantern out of and then put a hole on the bottom and put it on my face. Mm-hmm. But turns out I got a bad pumpkin, and by like the second day of carving it, it was just covered in mold on the inside.
Oh my God.
Just go ahead and put your just put your head in it anyway.
Just shove your face in there.
Then I can go as mold face for the rest of the year. Yeah.
Mold face.
Actually, it got really bad. I tried to open up the top, but I couldn't because the mold had grown so much it kind of fused the lid to the jack-o'-lantern.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
That's like pythonized mold.
I feel like your mold is going to consume humanity and turn the world into The Last of Us.
I just thought, good thing we talked about zombies, because my pumpkin might have caused the zombie virus.
Well, good job, Hunter.
I mean,
James, are you dressing up for Halloween? That.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything other than the parent thing. Like, too old to give a shit about Halloween anymore.
Right? Like, I'm in that in between. I'm too old to dress up and have it be any fun if I'm going out with my kids. My kids are getting too old to even go out. Like, I have two kids that don't even want to go this year. They're like too old. They're like, no, I don't want to do anything. What, dressing up, stupid. And I've got one kid that is going out with his friends, but he doesn't want any escort. He just wants to go hang out, and he tells me what streets he's going to go down just in case I need to find him. But I'm not yet at that point in my life where my kids have moved out and then we have the adult Halloween. Yeah, that's going to happen one day, but it's not now. No, still got the same kids out.
Although Anthony, he stopped by the other day. He was all dressed up as a Jedi. He even had the Yavin medal that he'd cut from the Star Wars experience in Disney.
Oh, fantastic.
And then he was going to like your traditional booze Halloween party. And he stopped by to show off his costume and stuff. He even has one of those crazy $400 lightsabers that you can have this company make for you.
Super good ones. Oh, yeah.
It's really amazing.
That's commitment.
Well, our
yeah, they're models, like combat ready.
Oh, yeah. They're like ballistic, bulletproof plastic. Like you'd have to be some kind of superhero to actually break the blades on these. But he stopped by and he's like, they want me to bring a food. What do I bring? I'm like, it's just the joke. I'm like, just bring milk because it's a booze party.
Bring milk.
And that's like, it's like the anti-booze is milk. And then that quickly segued to, oh my God, blue food coloring. You have to bring blue milk to the party. And he actually did. He went and bought a gallon of milk and squirted food coloring in it. And he got the color right. He sent a picture. I'll upload it onto the podcast page so the people can see and enjoy it as well.
sad Bob Hoskins too to the website.
Oh my god, that movie. I remember going to that as a child. Like, we went opening night, opening weekend to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, and we were, my gosh.
And we were so excited. We were just like, yeah. I mean, you know, like, as a kid, you're more forgiving and there's nostalgia with these movies. Mm-hmm. But I remember distinctly, even as a kid, just hating that movie. Just sitting in my seat and just seething for 2 hours. Like, even as a child, it was so bad that even a child couldn't love it enough to make it not terrible. And this is coming from someone who loved the Double Dragon movie as a child.
Oh, yeah, for real. Double Dragon was the shit. But you felt like the intellectual property was mishandled, and as a child, you were seething mad about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, you just hate boned the audience for, like, why are the Goombas these lizard dudes with tiny heads running around? And oh no,
yeah, de-evolution and dinosaurs and shit. Like, this movie's for free on YouTube, guys. Like, go watch it.
No,
and
don't.
And it'll be like playing Clue Clue Land.
Oh yeah, it'll make for a scary Halloween. It'll be one of the most terrifying things you've seen. Am I remembering it wrong, or was John Leguizamo in that? Or am I?
John Leguizamo was Luigi.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember if a young Leguizamo was in that or not. I blinked.
Johnny
out
Legs.
Oh god,
he was really high that whole movie.
Oh, they all were. It was again. You
yeah, but every
it was like, way when more obvious.
When he says cocaine, he means it. Like, cocaine, alcohol, weed, all of them.
All right. Well, we were coming up on that time. In the future, I think we'll have to play more games because. We ran out of shit to talk about really fast with each of these. Oh, we need to figure out the punishment for the losers.
Like me?
No, well, no, we won. We won.
No, we tied.
We got farther. I got farther in Clue Clue Land, and then me and Adam got farther in Mario.
You beat us on Clue Clue Land.
And Super Mario.
We tied on Clue Clue Land.
No, I started at level 6, and then I walked away. You made it to the fourth stage. Hunter,
well, I made it to the fourth.
Four and... So if you were to add them together, it's 7 and 7.
Ooh.
But then
we're
got
tied in Clue Clue Land.
But then we got farther in Mario Brothers. So we win by 0.5 or whatever. I was going to suggest have the losing side watch hashtag McChicken, but James seemed violently opposed to that.
Violently.
If that's the punishment, I'll never be on the podcast.
Ever going to join the podcast again?
Well, we'll have to think about it. And then when we start the next podcast, we'll have the punishment, but we'll figure something out for these two losers to do, because us old schoolers, we defeated them. Two-2. I'm disappointed. I thought for sure you guys, I'd like, man, I only made it to 5-4, and I'm too busy playing other things that are better and doing other things. Like, they're gonna smash me and Adam. Well, turns out not so much. That seems like the new crowd has a lot less patience than we do.
Also, I am busy playing other games.
Oh, next time, next episode, we'll be playing the RPG using the custom system. So that'll be next week.
Ooh. So we're going to go through like the whole character creation process and the introduction and all that stuff?
Yeah, because character creation literally takes – I mean, it could take longer, but on average, you're looking at about maybe 10 minutes for character creation. Mm. It's really –
The longest part is deciding, like, storyline, really, like who you want to play as.
All right, then. Well, in that case, meeting adjourned, all the business synergies done, corporate Venn diagrams, stuff, stocks.
I'll get these notes back to my department.
Perfect.
And these TPS reports aren't going to file themselves.
In triplicate.
Play Clue Clue Land.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
There's no more room in hell. They make you play Clue Clue Land.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Forever.